Mention Hollywood's most famous couple today, and you will no doubt evoke the names of Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. But long before those two set the tabloids on fire, actors Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton were making headlines. Last year, Taylor's picture graced the cover of Vanity Fair magazine as contributing editor Sam Kashner and his co-author Nancy Schoenberger released their new book about the romance.
Nancy and I always loved Richard Burton, and I'm old enough to sort of remember the controversy, the international scandal created by his taking up with Elizabeth Taylor on the set of Cleopatra.
Elizabeth Taylor was the first actress to make $1 million for a role. She was a child actress from the age of 10 and a star at the age of 12 in Lassie Come Home and National Velvet. So by the time she was in her early 30s and appearing as Cleopatra in Rome, she was already internationally famous and making more money than anyone dreamed possible for an actress. She really changed the game for actors, giving them a kind of clout they didn't have before. Richard Burton was a great Shakespearean actor, trained on the London stage, and had broken into movies earlier, but he didn't really come across on film with all the power that he had on stage, and he was disappointed in that. He felt that he hadn't conquered film. So when he had a chance to work with Elizabeth Taylor, he thought, well, here's this woman, the most famous woman in the world, the highest paid actress, notoriously beautiful. She'd already been married 3 times, and he kind of set his sights for her as an affair. Little did he know that he more than met his match.
Both were married at the time, she to actor Eddie Fisher. When he'd left his wife, actress Debbie Reynolds, Taylor was vilified by the press and the public.
She was condemned by the Vatican for sexual vagrancy. They were both condemned on the floor of the House of Representatives in the States. And we believe that they ushered in paparazzi culture.
The marriage would last more than a decade before a divorce prompted in part by Burton's addiction to alcohol. But their physical passion, their devotion to the craft of acting, and their shared history would lead them to remarry.
They had been through so much together. You know, there's no one else with whom to share that experience, really. And even though they were with other people very briefly after that 10-year period, they found that they understood each other so well. They had been through the same very strange experience together. She said, you know, it's like the club of people who get to talk about what it was like to stand on the moon.
The second marriage ended quickly, but at the time of his death from a stroke at the age of 58, Taylor said they were considering a third try. She refused to talk with reporters about her relationship with Burton, but she changed her mind after Kashner recounted an experience he and Schoenberger had at a coffee shop in Williamsburg.
A young woman was waiting on us, and she had a background in theater, and she overheard us talking about our book about Elizabeth Taylor and her marriage to Burton, and she came over to us and said, I didn't know Elizabeth Taylor was ever married to Tim Burton.
He was a theater student. He didn't know who Richard Burton was. It meant nothing to her.
Determined to keep Burton's reputation alive and to finally persuade the public that their relationship was the real thing, Taylor gave the love letters she had saved to Kashner and Schoenberger, and those letters became the basis for their best-selling book, Furious Love. This is Sandy Houseman reporting.